It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. After a long, dismal winter, summer is finally here. Memorial Day is the official start to the summer season, and many people will be headed to the beach. One beach you may want to visit is Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. Here to tell us about this family-friendly beach town is travel contributor Elaine LeBalm, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Welcome back, Elaine.
Great to be here.
Okay, New Girl, Rehoboth Beach. I think for many of us, the name rings a bell, but for some, they really can't quite place it. So clue us in.
Okay. This is a beach that many of us probably went to as kids, especially if we're from the Northeast or the Mid-Atlantic. It is at the upper end of the Delmarva Peninsula. And it's a really interesting mix these days. It's somewhat still that sort of 60s kind of kitsch and sort of fun time atmosphere. The old Funland carnival ride, arcade games, little amusement area is still there, sort of as it looked, I'm sure, 50 years ago, but kind of juxtaposed against that, you now see a lot of home furnishing stores, a couple that come to mind that are just amazing are Mod Cottage and Boxwood, and it's catering to more of an urban clientele from close-in cities like D.C., Baltimore, Philly, who are coming in for a long weekend or a week stay and want some of those sort of creature comforts that they're a little bit more used to back home. So it's interesting how both worlds are melding. They're not colliding. You get a little bit of each. You get something for everyone. And the one constant, of course, is that you've got this absolutely lovely beach, this beautiful strand that that everyone can enjoy.
And so who will enjoy a visit most? Is it families, or is it also appealing to singles and couples?
Well, good question. I think it is well suited toward families, and in that there is a lot of outdoor activity. There's a robust dining scene that will cater to all tastes, all palates. There's a lot of different things you can do. The boardwalk, of course, has universal appeal. So it's great for families, but it's also good for couples, again, because of that very extensive shopping and dining scene, which is really very high quality. But there's also a lot of, you know, great water sports activity. It's becoming a center for stand-up paddle boarding, which is, you know, for a lot of people, the latest, greatest thing you
stand
can do.
Stand-up paddle boarding?
Stand-up paddle boarding.
I have not heard of this.
Well, it's you know, it's a little bit of that sort
sounds
of, you know.
Sounds dangerous.
No, it's not. Hey, I did it, which means it's not dangerous at all. But so, yeah, there's a lot of different sports that you can engage in. So it's good for couples as well. I think what I wouldn't do is go there as a single. I think I would go in a group. It's a very LGBT-friendly beach. So groups of, you know, all kinds would feel comfortable. But I would say, yeah, families, couples, groups, probably your best bet in terms of who would enjoy it.
And where should we stay? I'm guessing very close to the beach.
Well, you know, I would approach Rehoboth Beach a couple different ways. If you absolutely want to stay on the beach, and of course, there's great charm always to having an oceanfront hotel, even if you're going to be out at the beach more often than in your room. But the Boardwalk Plaza is something of a grand dame. It's an older property. It's a bit kitschy in some ways, but they have these huge rooms. You can get an oceanfront suite with a couple of bedrooms, living room, full on view of the beach at a very reasonable price. And I don't think you need to book well ahead, simply because a lot of people who go to Rehoboth are booking houses for a week-long stay. So there seems to be a good amount of hotel rooms with good availability. Another property you might want to consider is the Hotel Rehoboth. Now, this is the one that's more sort of stylish, luxe, very modern, great for couples. It's on Rehoboth Avenue, which is the main drag, walking distance to the best shopping and dining. That's a property I really like as well. Not as family friendly, but very good for couples and groups.
Now, I know you're a foodie, Elaine, and so I'm betting you've scoped out the perfect fish shack or some other amazing places to eat.
Well, let me tell you, Paul, if Rehoboth Beach were closer, I would be there on an absolutely regular basis, because there are a couple of places that I love and they're so simple. One is Thrasher's Fries. I don't know if you remember this from your childhood visits, but it's been there forever. And all they do
is sell
French fries,
yes,
on the boardwalk in the bucket, no ketchup,
yes,
and it's just malt vinegar. You put that on the French fries, you walk away with your bucket. Those are the best French fries. Period. End of discussion.
I won't even argue with you on that.
You can't on that one. The other place, so you follow up your Thrasher's fries with a visit to Coors Frozen Custard. That's also been there for, I don't know, 60, 80 years. It is just the best frozen custard. The only one that even holds a candle to it is this place in Buffalo, Anderson's Frozen Custard. Also very, very good. But so hopefully have a cast iron stomach because you're following up a massive amount of French fries with some frozen custard. I've done this many times successfully, so I highly recommend it. Dolly's Saltwater Taffy, that's also been there for 100 years, is right next door to Coors and Thrasher's. So, I mean, within, you know, 100 feet right there, you've got all the food you need for a week, at least as far as I'm concerned. However, most people aren't me. So they're probably going to want to go to Striper Bites in Lewis, which is at the next community over, the next beach town over. And those are some amazing fish tacos there that they make with a lightly fried mahi. Highly recommend. And then Dogfish Head Brewery, which is based in Delaware, oh, I don't know, maybe 20 miles away from Rehoboth, has a wonderful brew pub right on Rehoboth Avenue with obviously a constantly rotating selection of beers, and it's a lot of fun.
It's exciting for people who went as kids to then go back as an adult and enjoy it in a completely different way.
That is a very good point. I still go back to some of the beaches I went to as a kid, whether it's, you know, Virginia Beach or Daytona Beach, and I am experiencing them in a completely different way, but it's just great. It never leaves you how much you enjoyed it as a kid, and you can just call that to mind.
We're with our travel contributor, Elaine LaBaume, contributing editor for the eZine Pop City. And other than eating, drinking, and lounging on the beach, how else should we fill our days?
Is there anything else? Actually, there is a lot more. And you know what? Let's go back to stand-up paddleboarding. There's a great outfitter there called Delmarva Board Sport Adventures. And what they'll do is they'll meet at different little area beaches and take you out. Usually at sunset is a good time to find some calm water. What you're doing basically is you've got a paddle, you've got a long board that's slightly egg-shaped. You just, you know, prop yourself on it. You're standing on the board, and then you're just paddling around for an hour, 2 hours. It's amazing how chill and wonderful and enjoyable it is. I highly recommend stand-up paddleboarding. Tried it for the first time in the Rehoboth area and loved it. Skimboarding, alley-oop skimboards in Dewey Beach, which is, you know, just the next beach town in the other direction, south of Rehoboth Beach. That's very popular now, the little boards that you can, you know, do your boarding right at the water's edge. And then you want to visit the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge, 10,000 acres of coastal wetlands in Milton, which is maybe 10-15 miles away. Best way to explore it is via canoe. That's a wonderful thing to do. Last tip I'll give you, there is a place in Fenwick Island called the Discover Sea Shipwreck Museum, and it's in a strip mall in Fenwick Island, which is maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes from Rehoboth. Looks totally nondescript. However, the owner, a guy named Dale Clifton, actually participated in the salvage of the Nuestra Señora de Atocha ship that was found, oh gosh, somewhere in the Atlantic. I can't remember exactly where right now. It might have been around Florida in the 90s. And he has, I got to tell you, oodles of gold that accrued to him from that salvage operation. And I was there with my 11-year-old son. Oh, I remember on a trip a couple years ago. And he said, oh, come on here. Let me, you know, drape some of these gold chains and whatnot on you. He weighed my son down with, I don't know, it seemed like hundreds of pounds of gold bars, chains, whatnot. I mean, talk about eye candy and his stories from this salvage operation. He is absolutely worth a visit.
Wow. Now, to get to Rehoboth Beach, it's about how long of a drive?
Oh, gosh, you're looking at a 7.5 hour drive probably. Okay. Yeah, it's because in a lot of areas it's smaller roads. So think about long weekend or maybe even a week. You're not just going to go there from Friday afternoon to Sunday afternoon. It's a little too short. You're looking
My
at a Thursday
would.
To Sunday. Oh, they would? Oh, gosh,
Some
I would.
Some families will do that.
Yeah, maybe. I'd say give yourself 3 or 4 days on the beach to do the trip.
To really enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's been a fun walk down memory lane and to learn what is new about Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. Elaine LaBaume joining us, our contributing editor, and she is a contributing editor for the eZine Pop City, our travel editor who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, a pleasure to see you as always.
Always. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. We welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH@WESA.FM. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.